Reporting from the International Crop Expo in Grand Forks, I'm Megan Turnquist on the Red River Farm Network, joined by North Dakota Agricultural Weather Network Director Daryl Richeson. And Daryl, while many farmers are trying to leave 2019 behind, it's still important to talk about the wild weather that happened last fall. And so were there any indications that this was going to happen in the Northern Plains?
I personally had in my forecast that it looked like a wetter than average September. I had told a number of people that. You know, the extreme of that, though, is you just can't forecast that. There's above average, and then there was, you know, really what happened in September through the middle of October last year was what I always reference, you know, as a white bison event, that it's just so far out of the ordinary from anything else that occurred in most areas. You know, in the southern Red River Valley, that wasn't the case. 2008 was actually wetter, but most of North Dakota and Minnesota, really, it was, you know, really unique in the record books. But, you know, the record books only go back, you know, about anywhere from 50 to 130 years, depending on the location. But yeah, it was a very unique, and the odds are we won't see anything like it again for a long time.
So as farmers move deeper into 2020 and the snow continues to pile up, what does that mean when it comes to flooding concerns?
That last day of November 30th and a couple of days after Christmas really are the only two snowstorms we've had this year. And otherwise, it's been very dry pattern since November. So on paper, yeah, we're going to finish winter a little bit above average, but not by much, just a few tenths, mainly again because of, you know, those two events were all of it. But I go, think about it, pattern is actually much drier than it was. Outside of that, going forward is that we will probably be very similar to, I think, average. The analog package, the previous years that I'm using, are a smidge above average, but not by much. So it's really an average, just slightly wetter than average. But because of those two snowstorms, we do have a lot of snow, especially in the Red River Valley. That has to melt. That's at least a two-week process going forward. And so we're not talking probably any removal of the snow totally until we get into April. So that sets us a little bit behind most years.
Again, Daryl Richeson with EndOn. Reporting from the International Crop Expo, I'm Megan Turnquist.